Well, good morning, and I hope you have a good day today, a good afternoon, a good evening. And those are things that we say to each other quite frequently, don't we? It's some of the most common phrases in our language. We say them to family members as we head out the door, have a good day. We say them to coworkers, to strangers, to cashiers at the grocery store, to the barista at the coffee shop, hope you have a good day. But have we ever stopped to ask, what does that really even mean? What is a good day? And by contrast, what makes a bad day? Now, that might sound like a silly or obvious question. You might be thinking, I know exactly what a good day or a bad day is. And you're probably right, at least on the surface, because we tend to define a good day by circumstances. Did things go my way? Did I avoid stress? Did I get what I wanted? Did nothing go wrong? Seems like a good day. And a bad day? Well, that's easy too. Traffic, conflict, disappointment, unmet expectations, the phone call that we didn't want, the comment that hurt maybe more than it should have. Not such good things on a, could be a bad day. But what if our definition of a good day could be expanded? What if our definition of what a good day is too shallow? I think if we look to the pages of the Bible, we'll find a deeper, more durable understanding of what a good day means. Because our day shouldn't be dependent on circumstances. How should we think about what makes a good day? And what does the Bible say about it? The Bible speaks very plainly about days, good days, hard days, joyful days, and difficult ones. But it also reframes how we're meant to view them. Let's look at Psalm 118 as we get started. Psalm 118. This is a psalm of praise, like many others, thanking God for who he is and what he's done. Psalm 118. And let's just look at, start in verse 1, and I'm going to jump through a few verses here. Verse 1 begins, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever." And jump down to verse 6. We read, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" We'll jump down to verse 20. Of course, you could read through this whole thing, but just want to hit on the themes here. Jump down to verse 20. "This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter." And then verse 24. And this is really the key verse here. It says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." So this chapter is praising God for what he has done and what he continues to do for his people. But we notice something important about verse 24. It's not talking about a specific day. It's just talking about a day, every day. It says, "Rejoice and be glad in it." Why? Because the Lord made it. The goodness of the day is rooted not in the events of the day, but in the God who made it, the Creator, so that we can live, learn, grow, and serve. Notice, too, what it doesn't say. It doesn't say, "This is the day when everything went right." It doesn't say, "This is the day when everything was difficult." It just says, "This is the day the Lord has made." And it says to rejoice. Rejoicing, according to Scripture, is not a reaction. It's a decision. And so is having a good day. Which side of the bed did you get up on this morning? Did you get up on the right side of the bed? I didn't look up the origin of that phrase for this message. I probably should have. I'm not quite sure where that comes from exactly. But I heard it growing up, and I probably said it to my own children. You know, go back to bed. Get up on the right side of the bed. Of course, it's not really about the side of the bed you get up out of. It's about your attitude when you start the day. It's about alignment. And if we're honest with ourselves, many of our bad days begin before the day even starts. They begin with our mindset, with our focus, with what or whom we're aligned to. And Jesus tells us plainly that our daily alignment should be. He tells us what it should be. In Matthew 6:33, I'll just read this. You likely know this one well. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." It's about the mindset that we start with, seeking first the kingdom of God. And if we can say it this way, if we get out of bed on God's side of the bed, we have a much better chance of having a good day. When our primary alignment is with God, with his kingdom, with his righteousness, it reframes everything else around us. Circumstances no longer get the final word. We have something else that we're living for. And outcomes no longer define our joy. A good day, biblically speaking, is not a day without trouble. It's a day lived in the right alignment with God. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 26. In Isaiah chapter 26, we find what Scripture calls a song of salvation. At its core, Isaiah 26 is a song of trust, security, and peace. It's meant to be sung by a redeemed people after God has judged evil and established righteousness. God's doing that work, judging evil and establishing righteousness. We can trust in that. This song celebrates God's faithfulness, God's protection, justice, peace, and ultimately victory over death. And I really want to just key in on this one verse here in Isaiah 26 and verse 3. We read, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." I like that. Keep your mind focused on God, and he'll keep you in perfect peace. So when we start our day focused on God, seeking his kingdom and his righteousness, we're aligned to have a good day. Our minds are set on the right path. Peace is not promised to be problem-free. We read all these things into this. But peace is promised to the God-focused. So when we think about our days, we often remember the big moments, the meetings, the milestones, the major decisions. And at the time, they feel like the most important things in our lives. But Scripture constantly emphasizes something else, the small, everyday interactions. Proverbs 17, verse 22, I'll just read this one. Proverbs 17, verse 22 says, "A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones." So what really matters is how we start our day and how we present ourselves to others. That's the kind of posture that we have to the world, our internal posture. It's good medicine. It affects not only us, but everyone we come across. Think about how many people you cross paths with every day in your lives. Your spouse, your husband, your wife, your children, your coworkers, your neighbors, the stranger in the elevator, the person behind the counter. All of these people. Sometimes these interactions are longer, some of them are more brief. But they're not insignificant, or they don't have to be. We can have meaningful impact on everyone we come in contact with, either for good or for harm. Every interaction we have with a neighbor is an opportunity to present and represent and serve God. And we often look for big opportunities to serve, and that's a good thing to do. But we can't overlook the small daily opportunities that we have in our lives. The kind words, patience, grace, attention. Those are the moments that shape the day. This day, the day we rejoice in, because the Lord made it. But who is our neighbor? Our neighbor's not just the person who lives next door. Our neighbor is anyone whose life intersects with ours. It's everyone. Every interaction is an opportunity to improve someone's day or diminish it. So when you go about your day, ask yourself this: do I make the day better for those around me? This is the question that we need to answer for ourselves. Not did I have a good day, but did I make the day better for someone else? That should be our measure. Philippians 2, verse 3 and 4. Philippians 2, verse 3 and 4. We read, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself." And then it says, "Let each of you look not out not only for his own interests, but also the interests of others. And that's such an important concept that we can live in every part of our lives. When we live this way, good days multiply. They like expand, not just for us, but for everyone around us. This is, I think, in a very real sense, our moral responsibility. That's a phrase I learned years ago from Dennis Prager. He wrote a book called The Happiness Problem. He's got a radio show and has done a bunch of stuff out there. But he kind of coined the phrase, happiness is a moral obligation. And his basic point is that we have a responsibility to live in a way that benefits the people around us, not just ourselves. And that idea can sound uncomfortable at first because it requires work and it shifts our focus, especially in a culture that equates happiness with pleasure or ease. We just want to relax. But true happiness, when you really dig into it, is found in service to others. True joy isn't self-indulgence. We need to serve others. So when we walk in the joy that comes from God, because we have aligned our day to Him, we become a source of life and encouragement to everyone around us. Our presence can lift instead of weighing. And that's a choice. It's a choice in how we live our lives. So maybe when we say, have a good day, we're saying more than we realize. Maybe it's not just a casual phrase. Maybe it's an expression of hope, a calling. Not that everything would go smoothly, but that everything would be aligned. That we would walk with God, that we would love the people around us and the interactions we have, that we'd pay attention to the small details every day in our lives. Because then every single day becomes an opportunity to serve others and to rejoice. So today, whatever the day holds, the rest of this day, remember this. This is the day the Lord has made. Not the circumstances that we found ourselves in. Not the day convenience approved, but the day God gave us as a gift. And this day will not be measured by what happens to us, but by what God does through us. So have a good day. Have a God-aligned day. Have a relationship-centered day. Have a day that leaves the people you encounter just a little bit better than when you found them. Because when we walk with God, when we take every interaction as an opportunity to serve, to uplift, to love intentionally, we steer our day in that direction. And every day can be a good day.